Philip Saint-Pierre, these are here. Today's date is 02/11/2025. Dictation is for Cantu Ruben. Ruben spells R-U-E-B-E-N. Cantu spells C-A-N-T-U. Date of birth is 11/27/2008. This is a 16-year-old child here with right thumb pain, period. Patient stated that he fell and hyperextended his thumb and immediately started to have 6/10 pain on the lateral surface of his MIPJ, period. Said pain is sharp, worse with motion, and said pain does not radiate, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Correction. Past medical history is depression. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication none. Next paragraph. Allergies none. Next paragraph, correction to medication. Medication is Vyvanse. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert, oriented, in no acute distress. Left, right thumb. There is tenderness to palpation in the lateral surface of the IPJ. There is edema. Reduced range of motion, especially flexion. Next line, cap refill, less than 2 seconds. Next line, sensations normal. Next line, next line, please go back to medication. Medication is cariprazine, C-A-R-I-P-R-A-Z-I-N-E. Next paragraph, physical exam. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented 93, cranial nerves 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right thumb pain. Next line, right thumb edema. Next line, suspect gameskeeper's thumb. Next line, x-ray was done. X-ray reveals avulsion type fracture in the lateral surface of the DIPJ, correction, MIPJ. There's widening of the joint of the MIPJ. Next paragraph, procedure. Patient was placed in a thumb splint. Using aluminum foil splint. Strongly advised not to get hand wet, to do his best to keep it dry. Patient was referred, next line, patient was referred to the hand specialist, Dr. Ashford. Mom was given directions, address, telephone number, and strongly encouraged to call for an appointment so the child could have good follow-up. She says she understands and will do. She indicated that child has an appointment with his primary care provider tomorrow and will mention it to his primary care, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Motrin, 600 milligrams, 1 PO, TID, PRN for pain. Patient was also given a prescription for a thumb spike of Velcro splint. Number 1 for his right hand. End of dictation.